Well, we expected Russia to retaliate after the latest round of sanctions against them, and now they're trying to hit the EU and the U.S. right in the breadbasket, as they have announced they have banned agricultural imports from any country that's put sanctions on them, including the U.S. Matter of fact, they said all agricultural products from the U.S. are going to be banned. President of the American Farm Bureau Federation, Bob Stallman, says it's unfortunate that the biggest loser in this is going to be the Russian consumer, who will have less food available at a higher price. Now, when you look at the situation, last year, food and agricultural imports from the U.S. amounted to $1.3 billion. However, from the EU, it totaled $15.8 billion. So people are wondering who is going to be the biggest loser here. Well, despite concerns by some, our nation's dairy producers will have the information they need to decide about the new margin protection program, and it will be in time to make decisions about it. Those words come from Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack, who said, "We still have plenty of time."
If the program were in place, no one would be utilizing it because dairy prices are pretty strong and feed costs have come down a bit. They aren't anywhere near where that program would be triggered. Obviously, folks have to make a determination for 2015, but they have several months in which to do it, and I'm confident that they're going to have the information they need to be able to make an informed decision.
Oh, faring on the markets, well, block cheese now up to $2.09 a pound. Barrels gain a half cent, $2.10 and one quarter of a cent per pound, with AA butter at $2.40. As far as the Class 3 trade, mixed to lower, with August up a penny to $21.64, September up 6 to $21.55, but October loses 13 cents to $20.65, and November now down to $19.81. Board of Trade, higher prices. September corn up 7 to 363 and one quarter of a cent. December corn prices to 374 and one quarter of a cent per bushel. Beans are stronger. August up 14 and a quarter to 1237 a bushel. September now at 1096 and one half cent per bushel, while September wheat prices to 568 a bushel. Livestock, slaughter cows, cutter and utilities top at 124. Most of the slaughter cows, 90 to 109. Replacement bull calves, 240 to 385. Heifer calves, 175 to 310. Barrels and gilts still top at 90, with your market lambs, 150 and down. And that's your lowdown on the ag situation. I'm Mike Austin for 101.9 WDEZ.